Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Mainly cloudy skies expected today with a few flurries possible at times. Highs level off around 43, southerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 22, tonight clear skies. High temperatures reach up to 48 tomorrow, bright sunshine expected. Mainly sunny Friday with daytime highs approaching 47, 36 Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 20 degrees.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. The Berryton home, where three people were found dead recently, has been burglarized. Roxanne Stewart has more.
The Shawnee County Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help in identifying who broke into the home on Southeast Rattner, where, on January 27th, three members of the Noble family were found dead. Saturday, a pickup towing a loaded trailer was seen leaving the home. The trailer was found by law enforcement a short distance away, still fully loaded. Three vehicles were also stolen from the address. Those have been recovered. No suspect descriptions are available and no arrests have been made. I'm Roxanne Stewart.
The newly named Equity Bank Park in Wichita will host the University of Kansas baseball program for two weekends in March. The Jayhawks will play the University of Omaha on Saturday, March 1st, and the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee on Saturday, March 8th. The Wind Surge will open their 2025 home season on Tuesday, April 8th against the Midland Rockhounds. Equity Bank Park, formerly Riverfront Stadium. This is Kansas Information Network News.
If you recently lost health coverage due to a life change, healthcare.gov is here for you. Like it was there for Marcus when he lost his job. And Keisha when she turned 26.
Happy birthday!
And lost her parents' insurance. And Elena when she went off Medicaid. There are many other ways to qualify. Visit healthcare.gov today to see if you're eligible to enroll. Limited time to enroll. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Substance use disorder and addiction is so isolating. And so, as a Black woman in recovery, hope must be loud. It grows louder when you ask for help and you're vulnerable. It is the thread that lets you know that no matter what happens, you will be okay.
When we learn the power of hope, recovery is possible. Find out how at startwithhope.com. Brought to you by the National Council for Mental Wellbeing, Shatterproof, and the Ad Council.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Veterinary and public health officials are urging cat owners to remain vigilant as cases of highly pathogenic avian influenza, or H5N1, commonly known as bird flu, have been detected in domestic cats. Kansas State University Susan Nelson, a clinical professor and veterinarian in the Hills Pet Health and Nutrition Center, emphasized that there is no need for panic, but cautioned that proactive measures should be taken to prevent infections. H5N1, a strain of avian influenza type A, has been growing concern in the poultry industry for nearly 4 years, leading to the culling of thousands of infected birds. The virus has also been detected in wild bird populations and, as of March of 2024, the U.S. dairy cattle. Alongside these outbreaks, reports have emerged of domestic and wild cats being infected, with many cases resulting in fatalities. According to the American Veterinary Medical Association, one of the primary sources of transmission in cats is through food, specifically raw poultry and unpasteurized dairy products. Nelson explained that there have been several reports of cats becoming infected from consuming raw poultry or unpasteurized milk, and other possible exposure routes include contact with infected birds, livestock, or contaminated surfaces, as well as interaction with humans who have worked on affected farms. Nelson said infected cats often exhibit severe respiratory symptoms, including loss of appetite, fever, large amounts of eye and nasal discharge, coughing, and labored breathing. And neurological signs such as tremors, seizures, and blindness have also been reported. Symptoms of H5N1 can also sometimes mimic rabies, making prompt veterinary assessment critical. Pet owners who suspect their sick cat may have been exposed should contact their veterinarian immediately. Nelson recommends limiting exposure to other pets and people in the house, especially anyone who is immunocompromised, and wearing a mask and gloves when handling them. While H5N1 cases in domestic cats remains low, experts stress the importance of awareness and precautionary measures. The Department of Biological Sciences at Fort Hays State University has been awarded a $385,971 grant from the National Science Foundation for their research project, Uncovering Change Catalysts, Examining Community of Practice Members as They Leverage Individual Course Improvements to Achieve Systemic Departmental Change. This funding will support the integration of course-based undergraduate research experiences, or CURES, into the biology curriculum. The project aims to equip the biology faculty with the necessary training and resources to implement CURES in their courses. These redesigned courses will provide students with the chance to engage in authentic, real-world research while completing their undergraduate degree, and participation in CURES helps students build essential skills and knowledge that are highly desirable to future employers. In addition to implementing CURES in the biology courses at Fort Hays State University, this project will also create a framework for other biology departments that are wanting to implement CURES in their courses. The funds will be used to embed research experiences in the introductory biology courses, genetics, ecology, biostatistics, bioinformatics, microbiology, and others. Dr. Grustot, the assistant professor of biology at Fort Hays State University, said students will not only be involved in selecting and designing bona fide research questions, but they will also develop technical and organizational skills that are rarely offered in traditional laboratory courses. Governor Kelly announced that the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services has been awarded an additional $10 million in federal funding to enhance the state's efforts in integrating primary and behavioral health care. Governor Kelly said this additional funding underscores their commitment to breaking down barriers to care and ensuring that every Kansan has access to comprehensive, integrated health services. And by fostering collaboration between behavioral health clinics and primary care providers, they're building a stronger, more resilient healthcare system that meets the needs of all Kansans. This, promoting integration of primary and behavioral health care funding from the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration, builds upon the $10 million received in August of 2023 as part of a transformative five-year federal grant initiative that's aimed at improving whole-person care in Kansas. The project focuses on developing behavioral health resources and referral systems within primary care provider networks by leveraging the expertise of certified community behavioral health clinics, which have a proven track record in delivering behavioral health services to the communities. And the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services, in consultation with the Association of Community Mental Health Centers of Kansas, will collaborate with the four CCBHCs to implement this initiative. Each of the participating CCBHCs will partner directly with at least one primary care provider to ensure individuals have seamless access to both behavioral and physical health services, as this integrated care model recognizes the critical connection between physical health and behavioral health needs and aims to address them in tandem and manage whole-person care in Kansas. In Nebraska news, on Tuesday, Governor Jim Pillen testified before the Nebraska State Legislators Education Committee in support of Legislative Bill 140. Legislative Bill 140 proposes to ban cell phone use by students when they're at school, and the bill, which was introduced by Senator Rita Sanders at the governor's request, aims to reduce classroom distractions and address the mental health impacts of constant cell phone use. During his testimony, Governor Pillen cited findings from Jonathan Haidt's book, The Anxious Generation, How the Great Rewiring of Childhood is Causing an Epidemic of Mental Illness, noting that young people receive an average of 192 alerts daily from social media apps, which is about one notification every 5 minutes. And Senator Sanders emphasized the importance of creating a distraction-free educational environment. She said she's committed to supporting policies that prioritize the well-being and academic growth of every student, and by removing electronic communication devices from the classroom, an environment can be created that allows both teachers and students to fully succeed. Both Attorney General Mike Hilgers and Department of Education Commissioner Dr. Brian Marr also testified supporting LB 140. On Saturday, the Grand Island Police Department reported that two men were arrested after stealing power tools and firearms from a vehicle in Grand Island. The theft happened last week near Stoley Park Road on Highway 281, where security video from a nearby business showed Caden Fabian and Isaac Brown breaking into a vehicle and stealing two guns and two chainsaws. Police identified the two thieves through the course of an investigation and took them into custody on Saturday. And Faubon, who is a convicted felon, was found with brass knuckles during his arrest. Brown and Faubon were arrested on suspicion of several felony charges, including two counts of possession of a stolen firearm. And police said a revolver and two chainsaws have been recovered. Just before 11 a.m. on Friday, the Staten County Sheriff's Office found 53-year-old Myron Mestith of Omaha and took him into custody without incident, as according to the Sheriff's Office, Mestith was wanted on a felony sex offender warrant. In September of 2003, Mestith was convicted of two counts of attempted first-degree sexual assault and sexual assault of a child in Madison County. And based on these convictions, Mestith was to register as a sex offender for life in Nebraska. A lifetime registrant has to appear in court every 3 months to verify their information. However, after Mestith told the court he was homeless, authorities said he missed his court appearances in September and December. According to the court documents, the arrest warrant was issued on Sunday. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
Tuesday, February 4th, was World Cancer Day, and in celebration of World Cancer Day, the Kansas Department of Health and Environment launched its new Cancer Data Dashboard, which is now available on the Kansas Department of Health and Environment website. Released by the Bureau of Epidemiology and Public Health Informatics, or BEPHI, and the State Cancer Program, this comprehensive interactive tool offers stakeholders, researchers, policymakers, and the general public access to the most up-to-date cancer data for Kansas, providing an essential resource for improving cancer care, prevention, and policy making. Launched on October 22, 2024, the Kansas Cancer Data Dashboard integrates data from the Kansas Cancer Registry, Vital Statistics, and the Kansas Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance System, or BRFSS. And this tool enables users to access data on cancer incidence, mortality, survivorship, screening, and cancer risk factors with a simple interactive interface. Users can explore cancer data by socio-demographic factors such as age, sex, race, ethnicity, and population density, and they could also view data mapped across Kansas counties and regions. Jana Farmer, the Cancer Section Director at the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, said the new Cancer Data Dashboard is a valuable resource for cancer prevention and control efforts in Kansas. And by making this data accessible to a wide range of stakeholders, they can enhance decision-making and drive evidence-based strategies that improve cancer prevention, treatment, and survivorship outcomes for Kansans. The new dashboard is now available to the public and can be accessed by visiting kdhe.ks.gov. The Hansen Museum is presenting the 48th Annual High School Art Show, where art students from area schools showcase their unique talents and display their incredible work in the museum gallery. This year's exhibition, on view through February 23rd, features a diverse collection of artistic styles and mediums from schools that include Norton Community, Hill City, Phillipsburg, Pike Valley, Republican County, Smith Center, Trigo Community, Cornerstone Classical, and Stockton. Each student strives to create a piece that reflects their identity as an artist, whether through personality, creativity, technical excellence, or even their current mood. Some works are whimsical, born from the artist's imagination, while others are carefully crafted reproductions of class lessons. Though no matter the inspiration, these young artists have put together an impressive display for all to enjoy. The High School Art Show is a cherished tradition at the Hansen Museum, which is celebrating its 48th anniversary this year, and they proudly host this annual exhibition to support dedicated art instructors in fostering love and appreciation for the arts among their students. Providing a professional gallery setting allows these young artists to experience the joy of sharing their work with the public, and the success of the show is a testament to the commitment of art educators who go above and beyond to give their students this incredible opportunity. For many of these students, the show is their touchdown or winning basket, and they invite everyone to be part of their cheering section. You can visit the exhibition, celebrate their hard work, and let them know their talent is appreciated. The museum is fully handicapped accessible, and admission is always free. For more information about this and other exhibits, you can call 785-689-4846 or visit their website at hansonmuseum.org. The Kansas Department of Agriculture is seeking feedback from Kansans for the 2025 Blue Stem Pasture Survey to collect information on native tall grass pasture and use of practices. The survey is administered through the K-State Land Use Survey Center and will be open through April 30th. The Blue Stem Pasture Survey provides reliable, accurate information to Kansas ranchers and the agricultural community as a whole, and the survey asks about native tall grass pasture availability, leasing rates, and fencing rates, and should only take about 15 minutes to complete. Secretary of Agriculture Mike Beam said the native tall grass region of Kansas provides rich grazing opportunities for cattle producers, and this biennial survey collects valuable data that can aid landowners and renters when entering into lease agreements. He said underwriting this important survey tool is one way their agency works to provide useful data that supports the state's agriculture industry. The 2025 Kansas Blue Stem Pasture Survey is voluntary, anonymous, and confidential. To complete the survey, you can visit tinyurl.com/bluestem25. The Blue Stem Pasture Survey is a collaborative effort between the Division of Agriculture Marketing at the Kansas Department of Agriculture and the K-State Land Use Survey Center within the Department of Agriculture Economics at Kansas State University. For more information, you can visit agriculture.ks.gov. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you can have potato boats, baked beans, fruit cocktail, whole wheat roll, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be chicken fajita or hamburger with fruit and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be chicken enchilada, salad, vegetable, and fruit. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can get the most out of your land at Firebolt Ag, LLC. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today: there's a chance of flurries before 10 a.m. and patchy dense freezing fog before 10 a.m. Otherwise, it's going to be cloudy through mid-morning, then gradually clearing with a high near 43 and a south wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, it should be mostly clear with a low around 22 and a southeast wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour becoming northwest after midnight. On Thursday, it should be sunny with a high near 48 and a north wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. And on Thursday night, mostly clear with the low around 20. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Friday it should be sunny with a high near 47. On Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 42. On Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 41. On Monday, there is a 20% chance of snow showers, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 36. And on Tuesday, a 30% chance of snow showers, should be mostly cloudy with a high near 30 degrees. Currently, with fog and mist conditions, it is 19 degrees. The humidity is 93%. The wind speed is south at 10 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 29.98. The dew point is 18 degrees. The current visibility is 4 miles. And the wind chill is 8 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 8:21. It's time for Kansas Sports. That's being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. Monday night was opening night at the Super Bowl at the Superdome in New Orleans, and it's usually open to all media, and you don't get a lot of football things usually out of it, but Travis Kelce spoke to the media on Monday night, and he was asked where he sees himself in 3 years, and pretty remarkable that he still sees himself playing, for the Chiefs.
Where will I be in 3 years? Oh, man, I don't know. Hopefully still playing football. I love doing this. I love coming into work every day, and you know, I feel like I still got a lot of good football left in me, but we'll see what happens. I know I've been setting myself up for other opportunities in my life, and that's always been the goal, knowing that football only lasts for so long. You got to find a way to get into another career, into another, you know, profession, and I've been doing that in my off seasons, but for the most part, I plan on being a Kansas City Chief and playing football.
The Super Bowl is set for Sunday against the Eagles at 5:30 p.m. You can watch it on Fox. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything, helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people, a neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
It's true, many of us spend more time thinking about what's for dinner than preparing for retirement. But if you think your retirement needs deserve more attention, I agree, and I'd like to help. I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Philip Eisenhagen. Together we can give your long-term retirement strategy the attention it deserves. Stop by our office at 418 East Holm here in Norton or call 877-3373. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.